Welcome back. You're listening to Biz Talk, Believing is Seeing Talk Radio. I'd like to take a moment and thank our engineer, Jeff Bilodeau. Music by Derek Audette, our interns, Sarah, Andrew, Leah, Deidre, and Chrissy, and our director of marketing, Katie Jansen. I'm Montana Smith.
I'm Aaron Cannata.
And I'm Bob Ryan. I thought somebody else was going to say something. Wait. Before we move on, our voice of reason sister is listening in.
Oh,
Yes. So we have our voice of reason is going to pop out of the woodwork.
Hi, Lori.
And say hello. That's Ken Huebner. He doesn't talk much. I don't know why. He just likes to sit in the background and say something once in a while. But he's here.
It's because you don't stop talking long enough.
Yeah, that would be a good point. Yeah.
Also, it guarantees the few things that he does say seem really important, whether or not they actually are.
Well, I know.
That was a compliment, though.
So, your sister's listening, right? Did you say hello? I missed what you said. You said hello. Okay. Glad to have you all listening and watching on Facebook Live. Hello, if you're there. If you're not, then you didn't know I said hello. Wow, that was... Okay, we got to move on. I could do better than that. I got to do better than that. Speaking of doing better than that, Eric Oxenberg's with us. Eric, thanks.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Good afternoon.
Good.
We had to move on because my jokes were just going absolutely nowhere.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, the crickets were playing in the background, and so we're going to move on. Hopefully, we'll do a better job. Eric, you are a marketing strategist, designer, and coincident ideas. I like that name.
Thank you. I came up with it, late night session. I'm sure I could have done better had I had another drink or two, but
it actually turned out ideas. Really. There you go.
You probably wouldn't remember it, though, if you had another drink.
It's really true. It's true.
Tell us a little bit about what you do in your marketing strategy and design.
Okay. One of the things I often say when I talk to people is I say, if you've got a website and you think it's kind of old and it's kind of tired.
It is.
Maybe it sucks. It probably does.
It does.
And that's when I ask people to give me a call.
Yeah, well, everybody that goes to our website knows I designed it in the middle of the night, so maybe you need to look at it.
With fresh eyes and in the morning.
Yeah, in the morning, because, wow, we need help.
Websites are pretty important these days. Do you still run into people?
Wait, did you just say that?
Well, no. Do you still run into people who are like, hey, I don't even have a website, and your jaw just kind of drops if they're running a business?
You know, to be honest with you, there aren't very many people that don't have websites. Because it is really one of the most common ways that people communicate today.
And you can do them free now for nothing.
You can, but
not very well, though.
You tend to regret it.
Yeah.
So most-
I agree that there's a lot of poor stuff out there. And there are a lot of people that have websites in the business community that aren't really expressing themselves the way they could be. And that's why it's good to have people, you know, like myself.
Well, I did keep all my clothes on ours.
You mean on the site itself?
Yeah.
Did you design it
with
your clothes on?
I didn't express myself the way I could have because I kept my clothes on. All right, I'm giving up. I'm not even going to.
I thought that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh,
there we go. There's the crickets.
Plus one.
It's almost a sense of relief when I hear the crickets. Now I can move on. Okay. Wow, people on their websites. Most of them that you look at, let me guess. Do you when you look at them see get a feeling or a sense of, wow, these are pretty good websites, or are there tears in your eyes? Do you feel pain when you look at most websites? What's the gamut of emotions when you experience other people's websites?
That's a good question.
It's a
good question, Bob. And the fact is that it falls into two categories. For the most part, there's stuff that really doesn't communicate well, and there's stuff that's really awesome. I like the stuff that's awesome, and I try and say to people that don't do that well, find the stuff that you really like and try and bring that into your website, because anybody can improve what they've got and take style that other people have and take, you know, ideas that other people have and bring their own stuff up. And it's not that hard to do. It's not really that tough to build a nice website.
Really?
It really
is. Because I start off with the idea that I want a clean, well-orchestrated, easy-to-use website, and then I junk it up with all the fun graphics.
But what happens?
I don't know.
His brain takes over.
It's like I want that graphic, and then I want that graphic, and pretty soon it's all graphics, and it's no good anymore, and it's like a mess.
And that's probably the number one mistake people make.
Yeah, we try too hard, right?
I think you're really trying to do too much, and it's not necessary. Clean and minimal and functional is what people are trying to do.
I never have really been a minimalist on anything, though, so it's hard on a website, but we're working on it.
You can.
Yeah.
And it's a matter of restraint sometimes.
Yeah. Well,
but it's also a matter of being honest to who you are. What I want people to do when they're working on any of their marketing is to project their personality. Because if you, Bob, you have a personality and it's right out front and you want people to know who you are, and if your website doesn't have a picture of you and it doesn't express you in a particular way, if you don't talk about yourself in the first person saying, I'm Bob and this is my, you know, this is my show and this is what I'm trying to project, then people aren't really going to get it and they're not going to trust you. If they don't trust you, they're not going to call you. And if they don't call you, you don't get any business.
Well, you're deep about this website stuff.
It's,
I mean, you think it through, right?
It all comes down to what are you trying to accomplish? And I want people to get the most out of it that they possibly can.
Okay, when websites first came out, I remember years and years ago, somebody would pay like $100,000 to get what we call a landing page these days, right?
That's right.
I mean, it was like a big deal to even have a website.
It was graphic.
It was.
Before it was just text.
Yeah.
And now it's much different.
Right. And yeah. And we all thought if we put a website up, the world would... Oh. Beat a path to our
instant
door, right?
Money.
Instant money.
Didn't happen.
And for some people, it kind of did, but those were like the minuscule amount of people, right? Were they?
Sure. I mean, there were the social sites. One of the first ones was GeoCities.
GeoCities.
It was the...
There's a little one called Facebook that did something, right?
Facebook is basically what grew out of these other social sites.
Wow.
And Facebook was the one that really took off.
So when you look at websites and you're looking at the design that somebody put forth, do you pigeonhole them as like, okay, this is a product idea website or this is a corporate identity website and they're just trying to get their name out in front of people, or this is a call to action website, this is trying to get people to do something like place an order? Are there different categories of what websites are for?
Yeah, absolutely. I see it instantly. I know if somebody is corporate and they're trying to just brand themselves, hey, Toyota's got a website. They're not particularly selling cars. They're selling the experience of driving. And
you've had some experience with Toyota, haven't you?
In point of fact, I worked on Toyota stuff for an ad agency in Southern California. So, yeah. But what I learned from that experience is it's not just, I got to sell you. It's, I got to make you feel like this is a great experience, and that's why you want to buy it.
So you know all that secret stuff behind the website to get people to do things you want them to do. You know how to do that. I can tell.
Part of my background, I think, came from doing direct mail and direct marketing, where you actually had to sell something at the end of the day.
So you have an ability to help people develop their websites into something useful, not just something that takes up their time.
Absolutely.
Well, we're going to find out how you do that when we get back. Eric Oxenberg is here, marketing strategist, designer. Coincident Ideas is his company. CoincidentIdeas.com is the website, right?
Absolutely.
Hopefully it's a good one.
It is a fabulous
website. It's a fabulous website. You're listening to Biz Talk. I'm Bob Ryan.
I'm Montana Smith.
And I'm Aaron Cannata.
Don't you go anywhere. We're going to be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Biz Talk, Believing is Seeing Talk Radio. Be sure and get a podcast of today's show and our previous shows, too. www.espn1700.com. I'm Montana Smith.
I'm Aaron Cannata.
And you do that so well for Facebook, too. Look at that. You got the Facebook angle.
I'm looking for my camera.
Yeah. And if you're one of the three people watching us on Facebook Live.
Yeah, hi, Mom.
Yeah. Actually, what's really cool about that, though, is nobody watches it really live, but 10,000 people look at it afterwards. Who knew?
But if they ever are interested and you submit a question, we might ask it.
That's right.
We have yet to have a question submitted, but we would consider asking it as long as if it didn't make us
look
any worse
than we
already.
Plus, you can get to see Leah. Turn it around so they can see you. Turn around. There we go. Look at that. There's Leah. We're going to call this the Leah Show pretty soon.
That's it. Yep. You're taking over.
Eric Oxenberg is with us, marketing strategist. Wow. Say that fast 5 times. Marketing strategist, designer. Coincident Ideas is his company. Coincident Ideas is the website as well. And you have a really cool website.
Thank you.
You told me.
But it's true.
It is true.
I went and checked it out.
And you said at the end you had something to give away, but what is that?
I got goodies for listeners.
You do not.
In point of fact.
Goodies for our listeners.
I don't feel that anybody should go away from a show empty-handed. So what I have is a downloaded package of PDFs, files that you can look at, and it will give you an idea of how to improve your website by thinking about what your market is. I've got a tip sheet with at least 15 different ideas on how to market yourself that aren't even online. And I've got a third one that, frankly, I can't remember what it is.
But. Well, that's good. You got so much you can't remember. So here's here's what's interesting to me about this. I read a statistic about millennials and that like some gazillion percentage of them have a nighttime job. Like they do. Everybody does something else,
that's
right?
That's a large percentage.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's called the gig economy, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody's got something they're doing outside of their main job.
Right. And it's Uber or Lyft, or they've got a website, or they've got something else they're doing, delivering pizzas. Uber's doing pizzas now, right?
I don't know. I think they do have a food delivery.
The food delivery? Kind of
Uber has fed me many a time.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
So my point is that everybody's got an idea. Everybody wants to do something, and everybody needs a website.
That's
and true. You're the guy that can help them with this.
Absolutely. From a small site to something that's mega corporation.
So what is your market range? Because I'm sure there's a lot of people out there going, geez, I wish I knew this guy. Because do you get invited over for dinner a lot? Because I'm imagining people would invite you over for dinner just to have them look at your website.
I built a website for a guy after he invited me over for dinner. And he's a chef. He got away with it.
Seriously.
Yes,
he
and it was
fed
awesome.
You and he got his website.
Yes, he did. Well, granted, I charged him a few dollars extra.
Oh.
But yeah, and it's...
I was going for the meal. I'm out for the meal. And
that's the funny thing. You know, I actually, most of the time when I talk to somebody about building a website, we meet over lunch or dinner or something. And I spend like an hour, hour and a half talking to them about their business and their personality and who they are. And at that point, I actually know what these guys are.
Really?
What these women are. And then I can figure out what do they need and I can give them a proposal to give it to them.
So can you take... most companies that have a presence on the internet and actually make it productive for? I mean, is that something that you know you can do, or is it something you know you can take a shot at?
In most cases, if they have something up there and they've got a business model that works, I like to work with companies that exist.
That's a good point.
I like to work with companies that already have some track record so that they're doing things and they're successful enough. First, because then they can, you know, afford to actually upgrade their website. But if they're not actually doing that well, then maybe they don't know how to present themselves. And even then, I can give them more focus.
What's the small kind of company you would work with? Like a one-person consulting or maybe a CPA professional type firm? Do you work with somebody that small, or do you just work for the like companies with 100 employees and up?
Most of the companies that I work with have one or two people. Sometimes they have 5 or 10 people. They're small to medium-sized businesses. They are typically making, you know, anywhere from $100,000 to $500,000 in annual gross. It runs a really big range, and I can work with a small company. I mean, I can make a dog walking service, the number one dog walking service in your area. But I can also
Makes me want to go out and start up a dog walking service just so I could be number one.
It would be fun.
It would be
fun. Do you have any statistics as far as if, say, it was a local coffee shop that wanted to hire you?
Yeah.
You could say, we can drive X amount more traffic based on the demographics of your area to your coffee shop if you have a site versus not, or if you have a great site versus what you currently have?
To be fair, that isn't the kind of thing that you can ever really promise someone. It's like when you go and you say, I need somebody for SEO for my site, SEO being search engine optimization, and people say, I will get you on page one of Google. And you go, how can you be so sure of that? Because it's really next to impossible to know for sure that you can do that. What I can do is I can raise the level of somebody's online presence to the extent that they can get people to see them. Those people will be qualified as prospects because they will be sold on what you do in the website.
Sure.
And that extends to email marketing or social media, all these other things. They all tie together. You know, if you don't have a website that's strong, what's the point of sending them an email?
Is the website kind of the focal point of all electronic marketing these days? Is that kind of where everything begins and ends, is with your business website, or are there other portals that are more meaningful today than your website?
You know, the way I look at it is you have a bunch of ways to get people's attention. In most cases, the thing you do to close the sale and to get them to actually go, I want to call this guy, or I want to email this guy, or I want to buy from this guy, the website is the last stop. That's the destination. You send somebody out an email and you say, do you want more information? Go here. And they click and they go to the website. The website should go, bam, I'm closed.
So they can use social media to drive traffic to their website.
Absolutely.
Everything comes back to that central space.
The website really is important as the final arbiter of, are you worth somebody's time? And yeah, if you have a Facebook page and you're posting things on Facebook, you might see a really cool article. I work with a fitness guy in Los Angeles, and his website, he posts stuff in his blog. And he will do little excerpts of that blog, and he puts them on Facebook every day. And then he may boost those Facebook posts so that a lot of people see them. But the fact is, at the end of the day, they're going to go to his Facebook page, click on that link, go to his website, and then they're going to noodle around on his website, and that goes, I'm closed. I buy it. I want to talk to this guy. That's why the website's super important. Absolutely.
Is there a huge difference in the website that actually moves product, like an Amazon website where you don't talk to humans most of the time, you just order it and it shows up at your door, versus a website for, let's say, a brick and mortar place, which is trying to drive business into the store? Is that a massive difference in the way they do things?
Well, Amazon is its own beast.
Yeah, kind of.
And
now, isn't it?
I've actually been talking to people who are Amazon specialists, trying to get some information that they know and give them a little bit of the general marketing stuff that I know. And yeah, it's totally different. You have to actually really specialize to be an Amazon seller. And it's nothing
so
like
Amazon
doing retail.
Is its own world then, almost right now.
It really
like
is.
eBay is its own world.
It really is.
A few others are their own.
Yeah.
But taking out these big ones like this, wow, time goes way too fast. Eric Oxenberg is here, marketing strategist, designer, Coincident Ideas is his company. He has a special bag of goodies for those of you who are interested. Go to your website, right? Mm-hmm. CoincidentIdeas.com.
I'll give you the URL, but stick around. We'll give you the link to it at the end of the segment.
You're listening to Biz Talk, Believing is Seeing Talk Radio. I'm Bob Ryan.
I'm Montana Smith.
And I'm Aaron Cannata.
Don't you go anywhere. We'll be back for our last segment and the best information yet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Biz Talk, Believing is Seeing Talk Radio. Tomorrow, our in-studio guest is Caleb DeSound with Lord Abbott and Jimi Hendrix. Not that Jimi Hendrix.
Back from the dead.
with Light Post Digital.
You get it?
So be sure and tune in tomorrow. I'm Montana Smith.
I'm Aaron Cannata.
And I'm Bob Ryan. We're glad to have you with us today. Good show tomorrow coming up, I believe, right?
Absolutely.
Jimi Hendrix? Ooh.
Jimi Hendrix
yeah.
is back.
I'm very excited for this Light Post Digital, but I'm a diehard Jimi Hendrix fan, and that would just make my life.
He played football for the Raiders, right?
Jimi Hendrix has a museum in Seattle, and I joined even though I live nowhere near there.
Seriously?
Yes, because it was so worth it.
I've heard.
Yeah.
Oh. He has a museum that you joined a museum.
I did. A music
Have you even
museum.
Been there yet?
No, I've never been there.
But you joined the museum.
I want to go someday.
Wow.
Okay. On your bucket list?
It is.
That's Eric Oxenberg, marketing strategist, designer. Coincident Ideas, if you go to the website, you have a bag of goodies for people to give away, right?
I have indeed.
And you're holding back on the URL, right?
Oh, it's such a toughie.
What is it?
If you go to www.tinyurl.com/CIHowToMarket, then you will get my little goodie bag of tips and tricks. And
Tiny
how to
URL is tiny URL, right?
Tiny URL.
Tinyurl.com. Mm-hmm. And what's the forward slash?
It's /CI how to market. One
CI
word.
As in the letter C and the letter I. CI is mm-hmm. in confident informer.
Coincidence.
He is my ideas.
I like confidential informer.
Coincident ideas.
I tried to make it just how to market, but they said, oh, that's taken.
Oh, okay. That's, what? Just how to market?
Hey, you know, the challenge of getting a name on the internet is like, oh my God, impossible.
I don't know what to say. It is, you're right. So we're talking about making websites better. Mm-hmm. And did we talk about the off-air, the Italian restaurant? Was that off-air? Or
that was off-air.
That was off-air. You got to say that again.
Okay.
So somebody challenged you to find a website that was in school, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was really
so
not all that
some years
great.
Ago, my instructor said, find a website that's appalling, really unbelievably bad. And I did. And it was an Italian restaurant in downtown New York City. And I'm sure the food was awesome, but you couldn't find their menu, and it was done in primary colors, and the text was written by somebody's mother-in-law. And I said, well, fine, I can do better than that. And I built a really nice, really cool, really modern website. And I was so close to calling them.
And you didn't call them.
I didn't do
what?
It. I should have.
You should have.
I could have given it to them.
You could have.
And I probably should have.
Is it too late?
It's...
I'm feeling
no.
bad for this restaurant in New
you
York.
You could have made it an anonymous
could, I mean...
It,
I know. A donation. But I didn't do it.
Okay, you got to look them up now because my heart's just hurting for them. I mean, they need your website, right?
Yes. Well, they may have done better by now. I don't know.
This was how many years ago?
I don't know, 6 years ago maybe?
Yep. So if somebody's listening and they download your bag of goodies and they get really brilliant about doing websites, do they still need you?
Well, maybe not. But
I wasn't expecting that one. So you can get them good enough just on your bag of goodies that they don't need you?
I can get them
they
good enough to think about what they want to do and
then
actually...
Then they'll need you.
You know, a little knowledge is enough to get you on the path.
It I'm trying to help you out here.
You may need an expert to actually produce what you have in your head.
Yes, just say people need you.
But do you ever sit down with somebody who's, when they're telling you what they want, and you say, you know what, you're better off doing this on your own?
Versus, seriously? No.
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 So it's always going
to
be, I
So there is a
you.
Need for you that people need to contact you.
Yes, of
you.
Course.
Yes.
Yes, of course.
You're a humble guy.
And I am. But I want to help people out. And my thing nowadays is, if you've got something that I can help you do better, then darn it, I'm going to help you do it better. And it doesn't matter. I will give you a list of a bunch of things you can do, and you can use me for one of them, or 10 of them, or all of them. But I don't care. As long as you do this stuff, you will be more successful. And part of it is doing the websites. I think what I bring to building a website is I've got an eye for the design of it, and I've got the big ad agency background, so it looks really beautiful.
Did you do the Mad Men thing?
Did I do the Mad Men thing?
Yeah.
No, but you know, my dad did.
Your dad was a Mad Men.
Yes. Do you remember the show Mad Men?
Yeah, the '60s ad
yeah,
agencies
absolutely.
In New York City, right?
There was an ad exec, the guy who owned the agency, his name was Don Draper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was my father.
No way.
He drove a Lincoln Continental every year. He smoked cigarettes like nobody's business. He actually did go on 3 martini lunches.
That was the good old days, right?
I didn't watch. He got divorced.
Yeah.
So well, obviously it was Mad Men.
It was Mad Men
yeah.
all over again.
But if not for him, I probably wouldn't have gone into the advertising business, and I wouldn't have learned the stuff that I learned. And it helped a lot. Honestly, it gave me an idea of why things are important in terms of your brand and why things are important in terms of your image and why you have to present, to a certain extent, an idealized version of yourself, but mostly why you have to tell stories in order to be successful.
Stories. I love stories.
Mm-hmm.
Stories are good things.
Absolutely.
They really are. They're great things. So when you sit down with a potential client and you're talking to them about helping them with their website, mm-hmm. is the biggest sticking point price, or is it just getting them to understand what you can do? Why doesn't everybody just move forward with a better website?
In a lot of cases, I don't think they're quite ready to put in the work of figuring out what they want to say.
Mm.
And that's the biggest sticking point, is you really have to know what you want to talk about. And part of what my job is, I interview people. I mentioned that in the earlier segment. I actually do spend an hour or two talking to people and figure out what they're trying to accomplish. And then I say, well, this is a really great way to get that accomplished, and it'll look good too. And that's my hook.
You ever sit down with somebody and they give you the idea of what they're doing on the website and you go, that's not going to work?
Yes, that does happen occasionally.
Do you ever tell them?
I say,
you're too nice
look,
a guy, aren't you? I can tell you don't say that.
I will
you
say,
probably have look, a nice way of saying it.
I tell them, hey, this is how you can do it better.
Ah.
And that always works because people want to hear, oh, my idea is good, but I can do something better. And I
if you mean
I'm
like
still,
switch it out with a different product?
Can you please like form a different company, please? But no, I don't do that.
Can you go back to school and become an attorney? Because you're a really bad doctor.
There's a certain amount of upkeep that goes into having a website. Is that something you're also involved with? Or do you basically hand that off to them and say, hey, this is how you do it?
Most people want to. And then I say, you know, maintenance is a really good thing. And yes, what I will do is I will say, you know, here's your website. We just turned the key. It's running. Car's purring perfectly. You're driving down the highway. But sooner or later, you're going to get a flat tire, and you're going to have to call me. And you might be better off just having me take a look under the engine, under
buying
the hood.
Buying the extended warranty up front.
Yeah. Well, it's not necessarily an extended warranty, but it's like you got to go to your mechanic every 6 months and make sure that everything's cool.
But if they put you on retainer, then they can just have it already fixed.
Mm-hmm.
But
and that allows them to get more content, too. They put up new stuff.
Yeah. But if
that's
just,
really good.
So if it's just updating the soup of the day, you're not really going to need to be involved.
Nowadays, no.
No.
You really don't.
I hope
the back
not,
end stuff? Hey, I'm taking care of their servers so that they have all their files up to date, and I make sure that everything is secure as it ought to be.
Do you ever check on old websites that you've done to make sure that they're running well?
If they don't want me to, then, you know, if I keep in touch with them, yeah. And to be honest, most of my clients wind up being people that I know fairly well, and a lot of them become my friends.
What's the coolest website you've ever done? We only have 1 minute left, so you have to think fast.
Oh, my God.
What?
You know, I did a website for a girl who was in a band, and it was a rock and roll website. And I did heavy Photoshop work, doing filter work on concert shots that I took. And it really looked cool. I took some of the content from her agency that did the PR. But I made it look really
neat. So you're good at Photoshop?
Yeah, actually,
can you Photoshop my gut out so that my stomach doesn't show up in any pictures anymore?
I could probably make you look like...
That's a good place
thank
to
thank you. You're hired. Eric Oxenberg, your website again.
My website is coincidentideas.com. If you want my goodie bag, you will go to www.tinyearl.com/CI-how-to-market.
Eric Oxenberg, thank you so much. You've been listening to BizTalk. I'm Bob Ryan.
I'm Montana Smith.
And I'm Aaron Cannata.
Have a great and prosperous day. Bye-bye, folks.